We'll discuss some Minyanei Birkas Kohanim. So there's a pasuk in the Chumash that we read in a couple of places, but we just read in Parashas Naso about the Kohanim blessing the Jewish people. Kol Sivarchu and Emor Lehem, the Torah talks about the mitzvah of the Kohanim blessing the people. And according to Rov HaPoskim, even Bizman Hazeh, Birkas Kohanim is a mitzvah in our Torah. There's an interesting Rav Yaakov Emdin in the Mor Ksiya who writes that Birkas Kohanim is only a din drabanan today. And the question is why? Why doesn't Birkas Kohanim retain its biblical character? So Rav Yaakov Emdin seems to say a very good reason. He says if you look at the context of the Chumash, if you look in the Torah, it is Aaron blessing the people in conjunction with Karbanos. So we see that when is Birkas Kohanim D'oraisa? That's in conjunction with the Kohanim, in conjunction with bringing Karbanos. But Birkas Kohanim Chutz L'Mikdash, that's only a Din Rabbanan. It's only the... He clearly learns that Birkas Kohanim is linked to the Karbanos, and we don't have the Karbanos, it no longer retains its biblical character, like we've discussed many times regarding Sfiras HaOmer. The major machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam versus the Bali Tosis and others, and whether Sfiras HaOmer is Daraisa or Drabanan today. The Rambam holds it's Daraisa, and the other Rishonim holds it's Drabanan, even though you can't say this pshat in the Rambam, but the simple pshat in this machlokas is, if you hold it's Daraisa, so you hold Sfiras independent. If you hold Sfiras Drabanan, it's connected to the Karbanos. We don't have a Karbanos. The Shaila was with the Rambam, who holds it's Daraisa, and he puts it into Hilchas Karbanos. That was a Rav Chaim we discussed elsewhere. But either way, that seems to be the same issue. So Rav Yaakov Emdin seems to be saying, well, that Birkas Kohanim, Zohadu Kashu Adukta, and all those other, why does everyone else say that Birkas Kohanim retains its biblical status? Isn't Rabbi Yaakov Emdin right? It's done in conjunction to Karbanos. So, the Rav Salavechik, I think others, the Keren Orah, others want to say the following Mahalach, that we know the Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Chavav Amid Beis that Tefillah Keneged Avos, Tefillah Keneged Karbanos, that one opinion is Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Shacharis, Mincha and Ma'ariv, and other shittas, Tefillah Keneged Karbanos. And basically, we take both into account. But we have a principle that Tefillah Keneged Karbanos. And that's just not, it's not just a nice homiletic drasha, but it's a real din d'oraisa, it's a real din gemura, Rav Salavechik says, that Tefillah Keneged Karbanos. In fact, Rav Shecht always likes saying that when the Rav came over for the first time, I think his father was still there, Rav Moshe Salavechik. He came over a boat, however the Kim, and the next day he gave shiur in the Beis HaMedrash. The first shiur the Rav Salavechik gave in YU was his famous shiur on Tefillah, that Rav Salavechik has a famous piece on the difference between Tefillah Bitzibor and Tefillah's Hatzibor. Tefillah Bitzibor is you daven, everyone davens together. We daven Shmona Esrei together. Our silent Shmona Esrei. That's the ikker. We always try to get Tefillah B'Tzibor. You should catch up and daven Shmona Esrei with the Tzibor. But this Tefillah is Hat Tzibor. And that's a separate thing. That's Rav Salavech saying when the Shriach Tzibor says it over, that's the Tefillah representing the Tzibor. That's why it's integral. Everyone answer Amen. And the briskas are very machmed, especially Chazara Sashatz in general, but especially Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because it's Tefillah HaTzibor. So we see this concept that it's the Tzibor, similar like we have Karbanos, we have a Karban, people bring Karbanos, but it's a Karban HaTzibor. So we see this real din, Tefillah correspond to Karbanos, it's a real din, it's not just some nice drasha. So that's why he points out, where do we say Birkas Kohanim? We say it in the middle of Shmona Esrei. As always, we can bring a geographical proof. like we do, like the Rambam does by shofar. Shofar is in the middle of, you know, the original shofar blowing was in the silent Shmon Esrei. So we see, because shofar is a din in tefillah, another famous shtickle from the Rav, but not for now. But here, Birkas Kohanim is in the context of the Shmon Esrei, and not just in the Shmon Esrei, but by the Ritzei, because tefillah keneged karbanos. So Rav Yaakov Emden is right, that it's true, that Birkas Kohanim is only the right in the context of karbanos. Like Aaron blessed the, but tefillah keneged karbanos, and that's why we dafka say Birkas Kohanim by the Avodah section, so we fulfill tefillah satzibor. We are saying Birkas Kohanim in the context of tefillah, i.e. tefillah keneged karbanos. So that's why the poskim hold, and that's what we assume with halacha, that Birkas Kohanim is a mitzvah daraisa today, not a din derabanan. In fact, of course, the din der, in fact, regarding the thing of karbanos, there's actually this interesting Magen Avram. He discusses whether a katan can do Birkas Kohanim or not. So he quotes a machlokas achronim, machlokas rishonim, a machlokas among the mefarshim, on whether a katan can do Birkas Kohanim. So he quotes a meshita who says, what's the shita that says a katan cannot do Birkas Kohanim? Is because the pasuk by Birkas Kohanim talks about bringing the karbanos. So he says, since a katan can't bring karbanos, so obviously a katan can't do Birkas Kohanim. Aye, so the kasha they ask on the Magen Avraham is, but what do you mean? A Baal Mum can't bring karbanos, or, you know, there are other, you know, there are other dinam, you know, that can't bring, you know, there are other dinam, and we assume, you're dying, you know, if you cover up, that gets into a Baal Mum by Birkas Kohanim, which is a separate discussion. But what about a Baal Mum then? A Baal Mum, Pashas, you know, he gets to assume he can do Birkas Kohanim, but he can't bring Karbanos. So people say, what are you talking about? They don't like the Magen Avraham. They say a Katan can do Birkas Kohanim. The fact, you know, it's not true that, you know, we see others are linked to Karbanos and they still could do it. So what's pshat in the Magen Avraham? I think Rav Soloveitchik explained others. Yet apparently, according to the Magen Avraham, you have to be machalik between a Baal Mum and a Katan. That apparently a Baal Mum, he's assuming, has a full Kedushas Kahuna. Except there are technical issues because he's a Baal Mum, so that's why he can't bring Karbanos. But not, he doesn't have a lesser Kedusha. But apparently the Magen Avraham is warning that a Katan doesn't get a full-fledged Kedushas Kahuna until actually he becomes a gadol, like I guess, kind of like this, like our famous topic of a ishes kohen, a pregnant wife of a kohen. Imagine if she's also a family of a kohen. So the ishes kohen who has to go to the cemetery. So there's a whole discussion. So one of the heterim is who says he doesn't get a din kahuna until birth. So if you're wearing like that mahalak, that b'shas is uber is just like a czar. So we see there could be a stage. He gets the status of kahuna. So maybe the Magen Avraham, you know, and others, you know, others could argue the opposite. Maybe a Baal Mum doesn't have the kedusha, but a katan does. But you know, that's the same issue that whether the we find that's the Magen Avraham that a katan, the Birkas Kohanim is related to karbanos, and he wants to say, based on that, a katan can't do it. We don't accept the Magen Avraham. We assume a katan can do it. He shouldn't do it alone. He has to get up with a gadol. In fact, it's even a discussion about just a bar mitzvah boy. Can a gadol, a bar mitzvah boy, can he do Birkas Kohanim? So that's a whole machlokas Rashi and Tosis. I think Rashi says, no, Tosis. Yes, Tosis quotes different Gemaras. One place it says, like a katan can do Nisiyas Kapai. Another place it says you need to, the Mishnah says it has to be bar mitzvah. Another place it has to be like 18. So the Tosis has a mahalak trying to answer up all the. And his conclusion is that basically that a bar mitzvah boy can, however, I think depending the minig is also it depends, but it's not kavadik. Like if you're already 18 already, so then it's okay. But having a 13-year-old every day leading Birkas Kohanim, some find it's a lack of a Kavodat Tzibur. And therefore, they say, on a regular basis, he should be the one doing it. Once in a while, it's okay, but he shouldn't be doing it, on a daily basis. You know, so Katan we even allow, I guess the Katan's going up with a Gadol against the Magen Avraham, most of the Sfimi can do it. But even a Bar Mitzvah boy, again, obviously going up with others shouldn't be an issue, but doing it, so I think that's the whole Shaila. I think the Binyan Shlomo talks about by an Avel. So we know one of the prerequisites of Birkas Kohanim, you have to be Besimcha. So, and in fact, that's why you make the Bracha B'Ava, that's why that's the Pshat, the Gemara in Megillah, the Aflamen Av Amadeiz, Ezra Tikkun Yisrael, that before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos, he instituted to read the Kolos, that we read B'Chukosai before in Shavuos, and we read Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. So why do we read it? That we want to finish the year, get the curses over with, and start fresh. So the Gemara says, I understand Rosh Hashanah is a new year, but Shavuos is a new year in Peres Ha'ilam. We're being judged on the fruits. Anytime you're being judged, it's a new year. Okay, so that's Ezra's Takana, and we take it for granted because we have a yearly calendar, so it fits in anyway. But this even happened when they had the three-year cycle. So it's like we have Parshas Zohar, Shkolim, we used to take out of a special reading. So that was a special Takanas Ezra, that you should get all the Kolos over with and you could start the new year fresh. So based on that, to someone to point out, that's why, so it's always Bamidbar right before Shavuos. And then, usually, never always, Parshas Naso is the first Parsha after Shavuos. Why Parshas Naso? Obviously, because that's the way it is, but why did they set up Parshas Naso the way they did? Because with Birkas Kohanim, we want to start the new year with Brachas. So they have a beer, you know, not, and I want to, and the effort we say, you know, you make the bracha, it'll be Ava, it's a mitzvah, it shows you Ava. In fact, one of the lachas of Birkas Kohanim, it has to be something that Tzibor wants. The Kohen has to be someone the congregation wants, you know, and they tell the people to come in. I took it a step further, and that's why also, perhaps, that's why we have the Indian of the Sota, of the famous Ramban, about the only mitzvah in the Torah where you have the Mechikas Hashem, the only mitzvah in the Torah where you involve a nes. Usually, mitzvah l'chud, a nes l'chud. Mitzvah means I'm doing it. Right. Nes means God's doing it. How could I can't have a mitzvah which is a nes? The only time we have an exception is by Mechikas Hashem. That's what the Ramban writes. For Shalom Bayis, God's willing to do nisim. God's willing to break his rule. Because why could he realize the only way to get a husband and wife back together if there's distrust is you have to get the element of trust. And no matter what's going to happen, if there's no trust, so if God gives testimony, then that's why God specifically has to intervene here, because there's no human way of getting them back together. Only God, if God gives testimony, so...
That's
the Ramban by Sota. I'm just throwing it in, and maybe that's why also a continuation of Bracha Shalom Bayis, our post Ezra Takana, not just I've seen other people bring down Birkas Kohanim, and I'm extending it to Shalom Bayis. So in terms of that's what you know, because that's in terms of Simcha and Shalom, that's, you know, and it goes together with Birkas Kohanim. It's a Bracha, you know, the etc. So therefore they point out that, and that's why in fact, as we mentioned also, Shalom Bayis, like we mentioned Tfil Ganega Karbanos, but Shalom Bayis also isn't just a nice homiletical principle, it's a real din. Like you find the Gemara in the second parak of Shabbos, the Gemara talks about if you only, it's not a 21st century Shaila, fortunately, and perhaps not even a 20th century, maybe at a certain point, that someone's afflicted with poverty and they only have enough money to either buy wine for Kiddush, candles for Hanukkah, or candles for Shabbos, what gives? So the Gemara says, Pshita, near Shabbos wins, because one of the main purposes of Ner Shabbos is Shalom Bayis. There's nothing worse than walking around in the dark and stubbing your toe. And then what psychology, it's called the Yekohen psychology, I'm giving you everything tonight. Misplaced aggression. You know, when you're upset about something, you take it out of the next person who walks in. They have no idea what they did. I said, don't worry, you didn't do anything. It's their problem. So that's what the point is here, that light brings a certain joy, as we see in turn. That's why you even have the sad period. Seasonal adjustment disorder, people are more depressed during the winter months, the lack of light. There's a certain, you know, condition, and that's a normal condition. The more light, sun, you know, it gives you a happier, like Yashke Rababoka, he wakes up, sunny, it's a whole day in front of him. So we see, you know, the concept of Shalom Bayis in terms of, so that's one of the reasons also. So that's why they point out that that's why Birkas Kohanim follows. So that's a mitzvah that has to be done, you know, b'simcha uv'ava. In fact, that's the famous Ramah, because it's difficult in most places in Eretz Yisrael. They do duchening every day, and so the Ramah writes, minagashkenaz. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, the minig is not. We only do duchening on Yom Tovim, Shavuot Regalim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And the question is why? Like, why is it? As the Stipler quotes, that as you saw, that anytime the Torah gives me a mitzvah, and it doesn't tell me exactly how long and what, we assume it's once a day, every day. So the F4, really Minat Torah, Birkas Kohanim is once a day. However, I think the minig has to do with a musaf. Well, that's when there is a musaf, but whatever you're going to do it, you do it once a day. In a day when you have a shacharis and a musaf, so it's a takana drabanan, you do it shacharis and musaf. But that's only, Minat Torah, it's only once a day, every day, you do Birkas Kohanim. That's the klal. So they point out that you do so the halacha is that the Gemara talks about, so that's only if you're doing, it's a takana drabanan, if you did chakras, now they ask you to do musaf. Let's say you already davened chakras and you're the only kohen, they want you to stick around and do chakras again, or you went to another shul. So then there is no chiyuv of doing it. In fact, because that's the Gemara, the Meiri discusses that they spoke to the different Amoram Tanam, what did you do to be zocha to Olam Haba? So one of them said, I always made a bracha before Birkas Kohanim. Is that a galachter? Like, of course. That's not something extra. The Gemara tells us you have to make a Birkas HaMitzvah before you do a mitzvah. So why wouldn't you make a bracha? No, he says, no, it's a scenario where he already fulfilled his mitzvah deraita drabana, and now he doesn't have to do it, even in that case, that's a discussion the Rishonim discuss, you know, making a bracha. We assume it's not worse than a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, but we assume even in that case a Kohen, you know, can make a bracha in terms of doing it. So really, Birkas Kohanim is really once a day, every day. So, and it's not a mitzvah satulis baretz. It's not shum l'shmitah, so why don't we do it here? So it's very difficult, why not? In fact, the Vilna Gaon, the Aruch HaShulchan gives us a teaser. The Vilna Gaon went ahead and tried to reinstitute. He said, you know, I'm fed up with this, it doesn't make any sense. Tomorrow morning, we're going to start doing Birkas Kohanim in Vilna. And there's a maisa with the Hasidim. The priest came and put him in jail that night. In fact, there's another famous maisa where I guess he was in jail. I guess the Shabbos went with him. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, what's the grud? Grud didn't make a difference. He's just sitting and learning in jail. And he said, yeah, I need my, you know, could you go to Timmy's? I need my coffee. So the rabbi said, remember we're in jail and stuff? He said, don't worry, I'll tell you exactly how to get out, go through those pipes, and Forget prison break. Speak to the Gra. He could get you out of jail. But either way, to the Vilna Gaon and the Maisa with the Chassidim is put in jail. And another time, I think it was with Chaya Veleshin, he tried to institute it, and a big fire broke out in Vilna. And that was it. They took it as a Simon HaShamayim. Whatever reason, God doesn't want Pirkas Kohanim every day in Chutzlarit. So either way, that's the Ramah. The Ramah writes that since the Chutzlarit, we're not Shari B'Simcha, so therefore we, in Eretz Yisrael, they're on the Madrega of Simcha, so they could do Birkas Kohanim every day. But in Chutzlarit, even on Shabbos, it's only one day, we're thinking about Parnasa. Only for Yontif we could do it. So, number one is the difficult Ramah for a couple. Number one is, okay, so I'm not sure if it's Simcha, so I'm not going to put on my tefillin today. I'm not going to eat matzah. I'm just saying, why? Since when it's nice to be B'Simcha, if there was Hashem B'Simcha, but who said Simcha is a prerequisite in doing the mitzvah here? How does the Ramah know that? So the answer is no, it's not. But because the halacha by Birkas Kohanim is, it's a mor lehem. You're only chayiv in Birkas HaKohanim only if the congregation, the Kohanim, they call it, that's the discussion. So you need at least two Kohanim to have to say Kohanim. It's a discussion whether you only have one Kohen, whether you say nothing or you say Kohen. But when they call Kohanim, so then that's the, if you could be in a Sephardi shul, if they don't say Kohanim, you don't go up. If you're in an Ashkenaz shul, they say Kohanim, you go up. So that's what the Ramah is saying is, since we're not Shari B'Simcha, so our meaning is, we don't put them in a situation to go and do Birkas Kohanim, you can't do it properly. But of course, if you were called up, then it doesn't make it if you're B'Simcha or not. So that's the plan in the Ramah. It's not that he's saying that since you're not B'Simcha, he's saying since you're not B'Simcha, therefore we don't put ourselves in a situation where we can't, you know, since we can't do the mitzvah properly, so therefore better not to, you know, better not to. You have to be B'Simcha. In fact, and that's why it's a shaila about Avelis. Can an Avel do, an Avel Kohen, can he do Birkas Kohanim? So, you know, Avel is not sure of B'Simcha. The Pashas and Avel, certainly an Avel during Shiva and Shlosh and Pashas, you do not do Birkas Kohanim. What about Yud Beis Kodesh? So some say even Yud Beis Kodesh, a Kohen shouldn't do Birkas Kohanim. Rav Shlomo, the Rav Salavashik, remembers, and I think when he was in Europe, the minig was after Shloshim, they did do it. So, what's the reason? Because it's the Binyan Shlomo. He was in Vilna. He was before him. He changed the minig. The Binyan Shlomo, so Rav Shlomo Vilna, said, what are you talking? It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean during the year? During the year in Chutz Laaretz, the only time we do, maybe in Eretz Yisrael, you're right, you do Birkas Kohanim every day. He's not necessarily cholek on that. But in Chutz Laaretz, all we do Birkas Kohanim is on the Shalosh Regalim, Rosh Hashanah. So there's no Avelos on Yontif, Chol HaMoed, all that stuff. So the only time we're doing it is on Yontif. So therefore, the minig is therefore he thinks an Avel during Yud should do it because there's no real, you know, others are cholek and say, you know, there is, that's the Shalosh by an Avel, whether he could do Birkas Kohanim or not, you know, during Yud Beis Chodesh. In fact, that's the whole discussion also about a single Kohen. Let's say someone who, you know, well, Pashas of a custom could do it, then you would think a single person could do it, but that's the Shiloh. But kind of single person, because why the Gemara says, because you call a Shari below Isha, Shari below Simcha. So I think it's a Machlokas, the Machaba Ramah. It could be Machlokas Svardi. I think Svardim say single people don't go up, because they're not Shari, and the Ramah says, yeah, so what's Pshah, I guess the Ramah passes, you can be single and happy. He doesn't say, but that seems to be, you know, we see this focus on Simcha when it comes to Birkas Kohanim in terms of that, and that's why that's the pshat that right after we got rid of the curses and we want to start the new year with Brachas and Simcha, so Birkas Kohanim, and not the Sotz itself is in Simcha, but the Sotz represents the concept of Shalom Bayis. Those are the things that follow. We want to begin, you know, we want to begin the new year with, and that's how always by quoting, like that's why the pshat that we have a whole by the mezuzah, there's a whole machlokas in the Gemara Menachas about vertical, horizontal, and we compromise. We put it on the scale. Some svarim don't, and minig yushalayim, someone told me, is straight up. But the Gemara compromises. Why over here specific? Gemara, usually, okay, it's a machlokas, and then we paskin one way. Why over here does it say, well, compromise, we put it on a smant? So the commentators explain, because that's the yisok. What's the first thing you do when you walk into a Jewish home is you see the mezuzah? And it's all about, you know, shalom bayis. That, you know, you can't be too rigid, it's either my way or the highway. You have to go ahead and you take the message of the mezuzah. And then you realize to have a peaceful home, you have to learn to compromise. And that's the famous ma'aseh with Shlomo Zalman, who is known for his shalom bayis. So one time, I guess the students are walking him home after shiur, after shul, and he was about to walk into his house, and I guess he fixing his tie, his hat, his jacket. So he said, Rebbe, what? You're expecting guests? Like, what are you fixing your hat and tie? You're going home. He says, yes, I'm expecting guests. How did you know? The Gemara tell us that when this peace ben ish le'ishto, the Shechina is shorah b'neihem. And when there's machlokes, God runs or takes off quickly from there. Machlokes, God runs out from the shalom bayis. And therefore, that's why I am preparing. I want the Shechina to be dwelling here. And that's, you know, that's the yisod of, you know, Berachos Kohanim in general. So that's, you know, that's we had. To summarize, that's we had the major machlokes with the Berachos Kohanim, the Raisa, the Rabbanan. We assume it's the Raisa. We had Rav Yaakov Emden, the Rabbanan. But then we explained Rav Karadorah, Rav Salavetia, Kal, Tfila Bitzibor, Hatzibor, that no, that Tfila connected with Karbanos. And therefore, take Echinami. Berachos Kohanim is only the Raisa in the context of Karbanos, but Tfila corresponds to the Karbanos. Then we discussed how much of Berachos Kohanim is deraisa, once a day, you do it a couple of times, what's the din derabanan, the idea of an avel we had by, in terms of doing Berachos Kohanim, we had we had the issue with the katan also connecting to the Karbanos, and we had the issue of a single person, an avel, and all in the Ramah about Shorei B'Simcha, and that's why Ezra's Takana, that to finish the year with curses, we want to begin the year with brachas, hence we begin with the Berachos Kohanim and the Parsha of Shalom Bayis.